for tuning into The Everyday Woman Speaks. I am Margaret Smith Williams, your creator and your host, and it is here that we discuss faith, love, identity, and foolery. Happy New Year! Y'all, excuse my stuffy voice. I've been feeling a tad bit under the weather, but the show must go on. Because if I do not record this episode this week, my friends and the Lord will get me. So stuffy and all, y'all gonna get all this Margaret goodness today. So it's 2023. And by the grace of God, we've made it to another year. Because baby, if it was on the merit of my own strength, we'd still be back in 2022, struggling to get across this finish line. So wherever you are, if you can hear me at the sound of my voice, I want you to stop and give God praise for his grace, because we made it. We made it. We made it. Thank you, Jesus. So my church's theme for 2023 is finishing what we started. And you know, as I sat in the service on the first Sunday of the new year, and my pastor spoke about God not leaving things incomplete. And he spoke about how God is a complete God. He always starts and finishes a task. Immediately, I thought about all the incomplete assignments in my life, two of which would be this podcast and my blog. I started off so well with both of those things. And over the past few years, life has really gotten the best of me. And I sincerely lost all interest. The joy and the passion and the desire and the commitment totally dwindled. And I was like, whatever, Lord, whatever. I don't really want to be bothered. I just pushed it to the back of my head. But if you know anything about God, he will let you do you for a little bit. And then he starts tapping you on your shoulder like, ma'am, sis, Margaret, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. And he would say things like, you can't be consistent with completing the assignments for everyone else. And you can't keep the assignments I'm giving you for you. I was like, ouch, why you gotta do me like that, Lord? Why? Why you gotta do me like this? And he's right though. And so I got tired of the Lord tapping me on my shoulder and sending all these reminders through people for me to get back into this thing. And here I am. I'm stuffy. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm back at it. So, hey y'all, thank you for waiting on me, for texting me, for calling me, for messaging me about when I will return with an episode. Jesus heard y'all and he kept bothering me, and I'm back. So today's episode, I just want to talk a little bit about this new year. For me, the new year didn't really like seem like a new year. It's like we slid from 2022 into 2023. Like it went from Saturday to Sunday, and I didn't get that New Year's vibe that I normally feel. I just knew that December ended and I needed to train my brain to write 2022 instead of 2023. And as the first week and the second week of January went by, I began to think about my goals for the year. Or the things that I wanted to do, or anything that I felt like I needed to accomplish, and my page was blank. I don't know if it was good or if it was bad, but it was just blank. And I was like, wait, so what am I supposed to be focusing on? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, what do I need to start or complete or anything? Like, outside of the podcast and the blog, I had nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not nearly where I want to be physically, financially, spiritually. Wait. We got to back up to the physically, because I have to tell you that y'all girl started taking Pilates in October and she is definitely feeling herself. I'm gonna get my body right. Kids really do tear up your body. Life can tear up your body. But this Pilates has been life to me. It has been probably one of the best personal investments I've made. It's literally the only hour of the day that I get to focus on solely on me. I don't think about anybody else. I don't think about work. I think about my kids. I don't think about my husband. I don't think about money. I don't think about bills. I don't think about nothing. I just think about inhaling, exhaling, and making sure that I'm able to execute whatever my instructor is telling me. So Pilates has been a life-changing game, and your girl's body is looking kind of fine. I'm just saying. Let me get back on track. Oh, wait. And shout out to Liberty Fit athletic leisure wear brand that is made for us curvy girls. If you need some athletic wear, for gym wear for, and you're a curvy girl, I would recommend you check out Liberty Fit. Please check them out on Instagram. It's a friend of mine. Hey, Teresa. And I love the way this athletic leisure wear fits my body. So I've done shout outs and a little bit about my body. So I'm getting back to things. But anyway, I was at the beginning of the first two weeks of the year, and I'm like, okay, what should I be doing? Like, there are plenty of things that I can do better, or tasks that I can begin or complete, or classes that I could take, or skills that I could enhance. But there was nothing that was like, da-da, like nothing stuck out to me. I even went back to my vision board and I was like, okay, what is the focal point? What am I missing? What am I doing? What should I not be doing? What should I be doing? And I got nothing. So I took a few days and it hit me. It's like a light bulb went off. Y'all ready? Drum roll, please. My goal in 2023, or more so in this life, is in the words of Canton Jones, I must stay saved. Yep, that pretty much covers all the bases for me. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Canton Jones, he is a singer, songwriter, preacher, and he came out with this song in 2008 called I'ma Stay Saved. So some of the lyrics read, I'ma stay saved, ain't gonna start fussing. I'ma stay saved, ain't gonna start cussing. I'ma stay saved, even though I'm hot as fire, I'm gonna love you anyhow. So it's pretty much an anthem to sing when people or life tries the Jesus in you. It's like our forever flotus's reminder for you to go high when things go low. I'ma stay saved. It's pretty much me saying, Margaret, hold to God's unchanging hands, because if you don't, it ain't going to be good. And if it's already bad, it's going to get worse. Worse is a word that my granddaddy used to use. I'ma stay saved is saying, stay close to Jesus, Margaret. Stay close to Jesus. If the past 3 years have taught me anything, it has taught me that I truly don't have control over anything outside of my actions. And the only person who can give me the strength and the wisdom and just the ability to navigate the unpredictability of life is Jesus. So I made a list of three things that are going to help me stay saved and possibly help you stay close to Jesus in 2023. Y'all ready? Here we go. I think number one to stay saved is, or for me to stay close to God, is I have to know that God wants me to be close. I think we forget that even though God is so big and he's so powerful, that he is also so close. He desires intimacy and closeness with his children. Or oftentimes we get so familiar with God that we forget that he desires a closeness with us. So to give you a more practical example, when my husband and I started dating nearly 18 years ago, that's like almost 20 years, y'all. That's a long time. We always wanted to sit next to each other. We always wanted to hold each other's hands. We always wanted to just be in each other's presence. Y'all know how it is when you first dating somebody. You always want to be all up on them, all in their space. Like, you just want to breathe their air. That's pretty much how it was. And then we got married. I used to sleep all close to him, like all snuggled up next to him. Both literally and figuratively. I used to fall asleep holding his hand. Why? Because I just wanted to be close to my husband, and the newness of love felt so good. It felt so, make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. But now, as we've gotten some time in, I think we've gotten familiar with one another. Or shall I say, I've gotten familiar with him. So physical touch isn't necessarily my primary love language. So now I have to like remind myself to be intentional about maintaining the closeness with my husband, not just physically, but in all aspects. I have to say, Margaret, did you feel on your man's arms and chest today? Did you look at him in his eyes and tell him that you love him? Did you sit on his lap or hold his hand? Did you have an intentional conversation with him outside of discussions surrounding money, children, or church? Did you have a temperature check with your husband, as our therapist would say? I have to remind myself about these things, not because I don't love him, but because life be life and I'm used to him being around. And quite honestly, I kind of take him for granted. Can anybody else out there relate? Let the church say amen. We do the same things to God. We go about our busy schedules as career women, as moms, as wives, as friends. And sometimes we leave God in the background. It's like, we know he's there. He's sitting there. You know, he's there. And we know he's always going to be around. But we forget or are too tired to make the necessary steps to move in a little closer to him. James 4:8 says, come close to God and God will come close to you. This verse tells us that God wants us to come to him and then he will move in closer to us. God never imposes himself on us. He's a gentleman. He wants to be invited. He wants to be welcomed. The second part of that verse tells us the things that prevent our closeness from God. It says, wash your hands, you sinners, purify your heart, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. The first thing that it mentions that prevents us from being close to God is sin. Sin is basically anything that is contrary to the character and the will of God in our lives. The second thing it mentions is matters of the heart. These are things that cause our hearts to be tainted and unable to receive and live in God's love and his joy and his peace. The matters of the heart could be like anger or heartache or sadness or shame, unforgiveness, disappointment, offense, bitterness, resentment, mismanaged grief, etc. These are the things that make our hearts heavy and weigh us down and prevents us from having a true closeness with God. The other part that the scripture mentions is divided loyalty. Divided loyalty are the things that take away our attention or focus away from God, the distractions. This list can be like tons of stuff. It could be our problems, our children, our careers, our emotions, money, or the lack of. These are the things that prevent our loyalty from being solely focused on God. Just like I don't want anyone else to be snuggled all up with my husband, God doesn't want anything to be snuggled all up with us. He doesn't want us to be pulled away from him by sin. He doesn't want the matters of your heart or divided loyalty to keep you from being close to him. Even in our messed up state, God is always calling us close to him. He's always drawing us back to him. To stay saved, I gotta stay close to the Lord. The second point on how I could really stay saved is, or stay close to Jesus, I really gotta pray. Prayer keeps me saved, it keeps me close to God, and it keeps me near the cross. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, never stop praying, point blank, period. I think sometimes as Christians, we make prayer to be something that stops and ends. We make people feel like they have to pray long, use big words, know tons of scriptures, lay on the floor in sackcloth and ashes, or buy a prayer cloth for $79.99 for God to hear you or for you to hear God. I don't think God requires that. Don't get me wrong. There are times when I do think that a little tarrying is necessary, as my grandma or the old saints would say. And there are times when we need an all-night prayer meeting, when you got to pray in tongues for a little bit. But in the everyday moments, God just wants to hear your heart. He wants to share in your life as well. When you're at the drop-off line or the pickup line, picking up your kids at school, when you're at the grocery store, when you're sitting at your desk, when you're at the gym, when you're at the mall, you can pray then. God just wants an open and constant line of communication with us at all times, not just when things hit the fan, but even in the regular moments, in the good moments, in the happy moments. For me, I think I pray the most in my car because I spend a lot of time in my car chauffeuring the children of the Lord. And sometimes I just sit in the driveway with the windows down, sunroof open, and the seat back, and I have my heart-to-heart moments with God. Or if I'm in the bathroom or from cleaning the house, I talk to God. The connection, the power, and the strength that praying to God of the universe gives me can't be found anywhere else. God wants you to tell him your thoughts, your fears, your victories, your challenges. He wants to know it all. He wants to be included. He can handle everything. To stay close to God, to stay saved, I know that I have to continue praying. And my last point on how I think I'm going to stay saved is I have to constantly remind myself of God's love. As you know, I grew up in the Baptist church, and before there were praise and worship teams, there were deacons leading devotion and choir singing songs. I can remember the deacons sitting at the front of the church with their table and their Bible and their hymnal, and I could hear them sing songs like, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Y'all don't judge my singing. Don't judge it. When I think about the fact that God loved me way before I even existed on the planet, before my parents even knew that they would conceive me, God loved Margaret. He loved me. And when I think about the fact that God sees past my present, my future, and he sees everything all at the same time, all of my mistakes, my failures, my shortcomings, every hidden thing in my heart, in my mind, yet he still loves me. I am overwhelmed. If our great God can love us, even in all of our imperfections, how can we not be assured that he has our best interest at heart? Even when life hurts, when my view gets cloudy, when I have challenges with my kids, or my marriage is having a shaky moment, or my money is acting funny, or when I feel like I can't make it another day, I have to be consumed and reassured of God's love and God's intentions for me. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God is with you. His power gives you victory. The Lord will take delight in you, and in his love, he will give you new light. He will sing and be joyful over you. We have to be reassured that God's love is constant. It is unbreakable. It cannot be compared to anything that we experience in our lives. And because we have his love, we have the ability to stay close to him. Whatever your 2023 holds, just do your best to stay close to the Lord. Because when you are close to him, everything that you need, your strength, your provision, your strategy, it will all be provided. Everything that we need lies in our ability to stay close to God. Father, I thank you for bringing us into 2023. We know that this is not by our power or our might, but by your spirit that we are all alive in this new year. Father, we don't know what this new year holds. We don't even know what the next hour holds, but you do. Help us to stay close to you, despite the daily challenges that we face. Help us to keep holding to your unchanging hand, to remain steadfast in your word, to constantly talk to you in prayer, to keep you close to our hearts. Father, help us to never lose sight of your love for us. Your love that never fails and never gives up on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for sticking with me and tuning in to another episode of The Everyday Woman Speaks. You can reach me at theeverydaywomanspeaks@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at The Everyday Woman Speaks. Please like and subscribe or share our podcast on all the platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play Store. Until the next time, my prayer is that you will live right, you will love right, and you'll be right.